Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Dre Williams. Y'all know I'm the host, and lately we've been having so many amazing women join us and tell us their stories and just filling us up. And today we have LaToya. Would you like to introduce yourself to the mamas?
Yes. Hi, I'm LaToya Smith. I am the author of Overcoming Mom Guilt. It is a transformative journal intended to steer women away from the everyday feelings of like heaviness and doubt associated with motherhood and bring out the good stuff.
Yes. And so what if someone's out there like, what is mom guilt? How would you explain that to a new mom?
Okay, so I bet a new mom has a lot of mom guilt that she doesn't even know about that. And that's how this whole thing started. But mom guilt, simply put, is just the feelings of like inadequacy or like not doing enough surrounding your journey through motherhood. So for some, that could look like not spending enough time with kids, right? Like when I talk to women, that's their number one thing most of the time. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I had more time to spend with them. Like, I feel bad because I have to go out and I have to work, things like that, right? At the end of the day, when you lay down, no one's calling your name. Nobody needs any fruit snacks or juice. What are you rewinding and saying, dang, I wish I could have done that differently? That is the mom guilt. Yeah. And for everybody, it could look different, right? Like, I'm sure your mom guilt might be different from mine and my mom's or your grandmother's, right?
Yes. Because I know for me, I know when I first, so if you know, I have a 1 and 3 year old. And so when I had my second son, my oldest was just turning, he was just turning 2. And so it was just like, oh, now I have a newborn and it's hard to kind of balance that out, you know, trying to spend time. But I really didn't have mom guilt because I had to remember like, this is temporary. So even when I did have the moments like, can't spend enough time with him. So I was like, okay, what can I do to spend time with him and just be present in those moments and just enjoying it? And before you know it, now we're all hanging out again as a group. And so now it's just like different levels of mom guilt because now, you know, I have multiple businesses and I'm just like, okay, I got to get my work done with y'all with me. So I think it's really important for moms to understand that even though we have different responsibilities, don't let that guilt, even if you have to take a moment for yourself, like just take over, like where you feel like, oh, I got to hurry back. Because sometimes you just need a moment and you're human too. So that's my little soapbox.
No, you're so right. The other day, what happened? Oh, so my father is a carpenter, right? And so that's where it started. But I'm in love with Home Depot. And most recently, because I buy a lot of wooden toys for my kids, I was like, why am I buying these toys? Let me call daddy and tell him to make me some stuff, right? So he made these amazing blocks. He sent them over. My daughter loves them. And I called him back again. I was like, dad, like, I need some more of these blocks. Like, I'm trying to sell these. Like, let's go, right? And he was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. But he's not going to do it. So I got up. I was like, I'm going to Home Depot. I'm getting my own blocks. I'm doing my thing. So I told my boyfriend, it's so funny to say because we're like 40, but I was like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to the store. And I was at Home Depot and I was looking around like, wait, where's the baby at? But I had left everybody at home. And I don't even, because like, I don't go out by myself. So it's when I do, I'm always like, wait, where's the baby at? You know what I mean? But like, I was having such a great time at Home Depot and I really needed that time. And I don't think like I remember how much I need it until I actually go out and do something. I was out without the kids and came back and had a sense of renewal. You know, I walk in the door, they're like, oh, and I'm like ready, you know, to be with them again. It was very cool to not be with them.
Oh, I get that. I'm the same way. Like, even if I run to the store and I'm like, I didn't have to take somebody in a car seat, buckle in, take them out, get the cart, then I have to fight with you. And then it's just like, I just have to go in the store, walk around, don't hear anybody like, I want to get out, or I want to taste this, I want to do that, or I want this. And it's just like so freeing. Cause when you do come back, you're like uplifted, you're excited, you're like, okay, I had a moment. Even if it's not even 10 minutes or 15 minutes, like whatever it is, it makes a difference.
It does. It does. And I forget all the time, like how supportive my partner is, because it's strictly a me thing. I'm always just like, no, I'll stay with him. I because he works from home as well. He's a graphic designer, so he's always like on a call or whatever. And I feel like, oh, I'm better suited to like deal with all of their things than he is. And that's not true. You know what I mean? So
It's
that was
two
another
different styles.
exactly, right? So that was another thing that came about with the whole mom guilt situation, was just like learning that other people can take care of my kids, not just the breakdown that it took to get to that point was like brutal. It was way more than it needed to be. But I'm glad that I'm at this place now where I know, like, okay, it's cool if, you know, my mother-in-law comes over and takes care of the kids. It's cool if a friend takes care of the kids. They're gonna make it.
Yes,
But
it's also too like picking your battles with that, because sometimes people may not do exactly to the T what you would do, and it's like sometimes you have to be like, okay, is the child safe? Are they good? Like, just making sure that their environment is set up. And yes, you can set expectations, but sometimes you have to be able to kind of be a little flexible picking your battles, because sometimes you just need a break and you're like, okay, well, here you go, and then I'll figure out the rest in the back end later.
yeah, absolutely. Because that's a huge thing. When I talk to moms, though, as I mentioned previously, mostly it's time. A lot of women also secretly will say, like, I wish I picked a different partner. And I'm like, oof, there's really nothing you can do about that, right? I'm in a co-parenting situation as well, and so there are ups and downs, just like anything else. But I think that just like at the end of the day, like you mentioned, is the child safe? Like, yes, right? And kids are so really, they're going to be okay. But we have to be okay first to show them what kind of okay looks like. And then sometimes another one I get too is like moms who don't have enough money to put their kids in extracurriculars. When I heard
Okay,
that,
so let's unpack both of them. Before you move on to that, I have my question about what advice, because I in my head already have like my response, but I want to see what you say. Like, how would you help a mom who's like, oh, I feel like I do have a wrong partner I had kids with, but how would you navigate through that? How would you like help them, or what tips would you get them?
set boundaries. Set boundaries. Set boundaries that help you keep your mental health in check. I went through a divorce through, I think, 5 years ago now. And my major concern was my son. And I was just like, okay, is he gonna be okay? And initially he wasn't, right? So that had me in a very negative headspace. But again, after really spiraling out, having to drink wine to go to sleep and just like being nuts, like, the kid is fine, like he's okay, and you're gonna be okay too, you know. But I think like sometimes we have to let go of the expectations that we have in our mind because we're dealing with other people, right? So regardless of what I think my life, my son's life should look like, if somebody else is involved, it could be different, right? And so you just have to grab on to whatever works for you. So in the space I'm in now, because I feel like there's still resentment there in certain ways, I just keep firm boundaries. I say only what needs to be said, not a lot of fluff and a lot of frou-frou. I'm not trying to be besties. And
Yeah. I like how you said that that the boundaries, because then it made me think about communication, because you want to be able to like have those boundaries in line and know like what you're accepting, what you're not accepting. Even if you're just cordial, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be going out, hanging out all the time, but doing what's best for the child and putting yourself first as well as the kids, so that you guys can all be on the same page.
absolutely, positively, because the kids pick up on everything, you know. And two, for those of the listeners that have a faith-based life, prayer is top tier. If you don't pray, meditate, something, whatever anchors you to
your life on this planet. I mean, I was like tearing the church down when I was going through my situation, because it was the only thing that really helped me understand, like, God has got me. Like, there's no way I've made it this far, done all these things, and now I'm gonna crumble because of somebody else. Cannot happen. And also too, I just told myself, I was like, hey, either you're gonna live or you're gonna die, right? And if you don't wanna die from stress and all the things, then you have to get it together. And that's what I did. And sometimes it sounds a lot easier to do. Trust me, there were a lot of hard days. But again, prayer, having a solid friend group, actually going out. Because one of the things that, I don't know how many listeners can relate, but one of the things that really took me under, I will say, is not seeing my son every day. Because of course, you know, you're in a custody thing. So now this stuff is split, mm-hmm. right? So initially that was rough, because I stayed home with him for 3 years before I went back to work. But when I started going back to work and meeting people and having conversations with other adults, I was like, wait a minute. You mean I can go out? Like, I can go to have I can go shop? Like, this is bad. And so, again, another piece of advice I would say is, oh, just look at the bright side. Look at the bright side, because there is a bright side. Even if you don't see it initially, there is a bright side. And for me, that was the bright side. Like, because again, I was at home with my son. I'm talking to a 3-year-old all day, or right? And then when I started working again and I met people who were like forward thinking and wanted to do things in my same sphere, that was like revolutionary. Yeah, I love that. And then I was about to go on a side note tangent, but I'm gonna put that on my next note. But I do want you to tell us now about how you said the next one is where moms feel like they're not able to put them in extracurricular activities just yet. So how do they navigate through that?
You know what? I have a couple of different thoughts about that. The first one is that.
Go ahead. Say it, girl. Go ahead.
It's not necessary. Yeah. You know, it's not necessary. And I know that a lot of people will think differently, but if you look, there are so many community programs that kids can be a part of, where they meet up with their peers and like can have relationships with other kids outside of school, or if they're homeschooled or something like that. There are so many resources. I'm at the library like 3 times a week because my kids love the library. And there are people doing so many things. So if you cannot put them in soccer yet, or they're not taking piano classes yet, or what have you, it is okay. Additionally, there are people who provide those services, like on sliding scales, as far as like the music classes and things go. So it's just a matter of diving into whatever resources you have. Also, instead of traditional gifts for holidays or birthdays, perhaps
that
here that grandma will say, here's, you know, some money for a few piano lessons, or here's the soccer fees or something like that. And then the favorite nowadays, side hustle. If you want them to be able to do that, maybe a little Uber Eats, maybe a little tutoring, you know, if you can sew, maybe making things, selling them on Etsy or whatever marketplace you deem appropriate.
You hit it all on the head, because that is true. Like, even for me personally, like, depending on the age too, it's not really something you have to stress about. So if your kids are still in toddlerhood and they're not in like sports yet, that's okay. Just all you got to do is go outside and get them a ball or something. You can teach them those skills. But even with community, how you said, finding free events. So I know around me, we have the library, we have like kids play places, and sometimes they have a get going for free days. So you just have to find the resources for it and just build up to that, because at the end of the day, it's a season for everything. So even if you're not there yet, it's just like, okay, well, we're going to make it work. I know for me, like, me and my husband are talking about putting my son into sports and stuff, but we're like, we're not pressed right now. We'd rather just be able for you to just enjoy like us going outside and doing things. Cause then that's more stuff on your schedule. So then you're going to have to find ways to make that happen. So you just have to be patient with yourself and just know that. Go find the free stuff and stack your money up, like you said.
No, really. I don't want to say it's not that serious, because for some people it is very serious, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one of my aunts is like disheveled because she can't do this for her girls and they're in high school. She's just recently became a widow. So she, you know, I wish.
And I totally get it. But I really wish we would care for ourselves more in the mental space and understand that everything is temporary, right? Like something might pop for you tomorrow. Somebody might have something for you. They've been watching you and waiting and saying, okay, here, this, you know? So it's not forever. And our kids really want time with us more than they want anything else. So I think if we keep that in mind, it'll be a lot easier to navigate this thing we call motherhood.
Yes, I love all your advice. It's like, even for me, I feel like you're talking to me directly too, because I'm just like, some stuff, you know, for me, I'm a planner, and some things I haven't been able to plan in this season, and I'm just like, what am I gonna do? But then it's just like how you said, you know, there's a season for everything, and the timing of things matter too, but just most importantly, making sure that you're present with your kids when the time that you have. So if you go to work, you know, when you come home, you have to make that designated time. Like, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of time with them without my phone in my hand. We're going to be reading. Y'all know I've been talking about reading to your kids every day. So make sure you do that. But how can we get in touch with you?
So I'm on Instagram is my favorite. I'm also on Threads. My handle is Overcoming Mom Guilt. I almost forgot. On everything. So Instagram and Threads are where you can find me the most. And then I also have a website that's called samsmithwriter.com. And I have a shop too where I sell different merch. And my journal is on there, my Overcoming Mom Guilt journal. Send me your address. I would love for you to have one.
Oh.
And yeah. That's where you can find me, everybody. This has been an amazing talk. If anyone out there is listening and needs help, please find me on Insta or Threads or something. Again, my handle is Overcoming Mom Guilt.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And I know this wisdom is going to fill you all up. And if you love this episode, make sure you share, you leave a review, leave me subscribe, share with somebody, because we're trying to get this message out here. So until next time, guys.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit navigatingpostpartumwellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.